welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody for tuning in once again this week as we hit Plaster It Purple Week at Scotstoun, where we take on the Hollywood Bet Sharks in the BKT URC Friday night, 7:35 kickoff, all in support of Glasgow Children's Hospital Charity. There are single seats left only and standing, I believe. So head to glasgowwarriors.org to buy your tickets. Murphy,
get your tickets.
There we go. Perfect timing. Just talk to us how big a night this is going to be.
It's going to be huge, I think, for more than one reasons. We're kind of getting to the business end of the season, and also it's for a great cause. So we want to make sure that we can celebrate and raise awareness all in one.
Yeah, Kyle Steyn, you are with us today as well. Hello.
Hello.
That was the most awkward introduction I've ever done to a guest. Murphy's touched on it already from a great cause point of view, but I mean, just again, how much does the charity partnership mean to not only the players, the staff here, everybody that is associated with Glasgow Warriors?
It's huge. And it's massively, especially for the players, I think fast becoming, one of our favourite days of the year. It's either Plaster It Purple or the Family Day. They're two very special days. But just the relationship with the Children's Hospital and the Children's Hospital charity. And I think we've had some people come in telling us about, bits of the hospital again this week, and it just really hits home with everyone here and everyone in the stand. So as a community, as a Warriors community, it's a great week, a great time.
Chat us a little bit about that as well. So we had Molly in this morning from the Children's Hospital Charity, putting us all to shame because her podcast, Radiotherapy, is currently sitting at like number one on Apple Music in most of Scotland, I think. One heck of an inspirational story from her this morning as well.
No, exactly. I think she's turning 22 this year. She's had some really difficult times. That meant she was in the Children's Hospital when she was a bit younger. She came in, gave us her story today, about those times and just her attitude off the back of it. And I think kind of really summed up, the attitude of the Children's Hospital charity as a whole. She spoke about how when you walk in there, it's just a really happy place. And I was saying to her afterwards, and I said that, and for her to have been through everything she's been through, and whenever you go into that building, whether it's when we go for Christmas, or at other times of the year, that's the overriding feeling you get, is that whether it's parents or patients or the staff in there, they're facing incredible hardships. But when you walk in there, it's an extremely positive, it's an extremely happy place. And I think it just, really puts into perspective, that they're facing that and they make that decision every day. And whenever you go there for a visit, it's certainly a pretty harsh reality check on where we're at with our problems and our attitudes towards them.
It's an absolutely phenomenal cause, like you mentioned there as well. You touched on the Christmas visits. Murphy, I know you were at the Christmas visit this year as well. We're up to just over £21,000 from the fundraising campaign, I think, for the rest of the year.
That was better than last.
Which is pretty much exactly what we raised in the 2 weeks leading up to the game last year. You go into the Christmas visits and you go into the volunteering side of things that you guys do with, and indeed everybody else at the club does as well, with the Children's Hospital charity as well. The smiles that you see on the faces of the people when you go in and when George Horn does his singing, or you guys go and do your races with the patients in the hospital. I mean, that must give such a rush to yourself, and then reinforce exactly why we do this sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It's such a big lift. I think going to hospital, as Steno's touched on, it could be quite daunting, especially if you're a little kid. But it shows you the work that the actual charity do themselves, and how fun and family friendly they make it, and try and make their experience that one little bit better. And during those days, like the Christmas one especially, not only does it put a smile on their face, but it's a smile on our face as well. We're always about talking about giving back here at the club, and that's one of the days that we always like to do it. And being around Christmas time is also special. So we're giving out little gifts and stuff, which to us is small things from us, but to them it's massive. And if we can use our almost like our status and our ability of playing rugby as a bit of a inspiration and something that they can reflect on, and it's something that we kind of take for granted every day, and doing that just kind of makes it, like as Steno says, brings it back to reality again. And it puts a smile on our face, and it's always great fun. And seeing the boys and hearing them sing is also challenging at times, but that's really good fun.
Yeah, we do still have the photo of you dressed up as a boy band
in front of the tree.
If you are coming on to Scotstoun on Friday night, make sure to get stuck in. There is a ton going on around Scotstoun. If you see any of the charity volunteers, make sure to say hello, donate as much as you can, and help us raise as much money as we can for Glasgow Children's Hospital Charity as we hunt for the playoffs in the game against the Sharks this weekend. Tickets still available at glasgowwarriors.org. Anyway, on with the Squadcast. If you are a new listener, a quick overview. The hatful of Squadcast scenarios is sat in front of Kyle and Murphy today. Kyle, as you know, you've been on before, so your job is to dive in, pick the scenarios out, and make sure that you entertain the listeners in good fashion. We are going to start today, however, with a couple that have been sent in that are Plaster Purple and Children's Hospital Charity specific, starting with our main question setter.
Super fan Rory.
Yep, who definitely took your calling him out last week as a challenge.
Good job, Rory.
Yeah, Rory comes in with our first question this week, which is, which warrior is the biggest champion for charities at the club? And Kyle, I'll come to you first, because I think if we ask a lot of people, you would probably be a front runner for this question.
I don't know. George Horn is up there. I know he's just recently become an ambassador for the charity whose name I now can't remember. Cancer Card, that's it. I nearly said Curd. But yeah, so he's just become, you know, and I know he's loving that. I think he's got a hospital visit tomorrow, which is Wednesday with them. Outside of that, Suave does a lot of work with Beaton. Richie Gray, yeah, sorry.
Oliver Smith.
Ollie Smith, yeah, of course. Yeah, give blood for good. Which has been a massive one. And obviously, really, really close to home for him. He does loads for them. All the boys are keen to chip in and help out where they can.
Got to give a shout out here as well to the guys at the visit to NSPCC and Childline earlier in the year. So Stafford's, Ali Miller and Alan Dell, videos are doing rounds on socials. Keep an eye out for them.
I was going to say Ali Miller as well with the dogs.
Yeah, great shot.
I think the other ones that stand out, but like Steno said, the whole squad gets behind any charity that we put our mind to. I remember a couple of years ago we did the Scotston, what was that one where we did the whole garden?
Heart of Scotland, yeah. The pre-season.
I shifted the whole garden on about an hour, 2 hours.
That's it. And the commercial office, Yana, they organised the Victoria Park. My boys went out and planted the trees.
Yeah, if you are going to walk through Victoria Park, you can have a little look at the fruit plants and trees that a few of us went out and pushed and planted in back in October, I think it was. Matt did a few, Jamie Batty did a few other boys did a few, and Josh Mackay did about 12 and 5 minutes. Dwelling on the charity side of things, obviously we've got the clan system here that we divide up players and backroom staff into. Just talk to us a little bit about how big a benefit that is in terms of making sure that we can get out and support all these causes, not just the Children's Hospital Charity and amazing work they do, but across Glasgow and the west of Scotland and indeed further afield. How big a benefit is that for us?
Yeah, that's it. And that's one of the big goals of the clan system, is to bring us closer to all parts of Glasgow. We've got the four clans, for anyone that doesn't know, north, south, east and west, dividing the city into those areas. And Stu Lewis is great. He obviously puts together all the requests come in for, help across whether it's rugby clubs, or the children's hospital or anything like that. And he sends them out every month, and each clan's, got their activities. And I think, like you say, it's a great way. It gets everybody involved. It's open to all the staff, not just the players. And a great opportunity, to get back out into the community.
All right, we'll move on to question two, which is our second charity and Plaster Purple question, which is sort of a combination of a few conversations we've been having in the backroom office up here. Very simple one to both of you. What is the most memorable moment from a Glasgow Children's Hospital charity activation, whether that's Plaster Purple or the Christmas visits or anything else we've done that either of you have either been involved with or can remember?
I would go with last year's Christmas visit. Yeah. And the song singing, mainly because of how terrible it was.
Yeah, I won't lie, that was a challenge.
Yeah, who was it? Myself, Darge, Ross, Dobie and Ollie, I think it was, and not a single one of us has got a singing voice on us. But yeah, I'd say that one stood out. That one keep it would have been the singing, but that whole trip was great fun. But yeah, the singing was, yeah, I'm glad that was cut out of the videos.
Yeah, so are we, having seen the clips?
it's hard to look past the Christmas visits, but I think I'd go with Molly coming in and chatting to us today. And I got to chat to her a little bit afterwards as well. And just the amazing work she's done for the charity since, she was explaining that, they obviously set up that ball, that raised a quarter million pounds. That's now become a yearly thing. And she was saying she now chairs, they've set up, so obviously the Children's Hospital Charity has a board, and they've now set up that, it's got a youth board as well, made up a lot, mainly, from current or ex-patients, like Molly, and she chairs that board. And the whole idea behind that, you know, is making sure that they sort of keep the activities, you know, that the Children's Hospital are putting on, you know, really relevant for the people there. And I think that's, you know, that's one of the biggest ways they're giving back is as a board, going out, finding activities, finding, you know, they've got a budget to work with that they can put on activities for the kids. And yeah, I mean, again, you know, she's 21 or 22. Yeah. And I think just the amazing work she's done, you know, through everything she's been through. Yeah, she's as much a warrior as any of us are.
Absolutely. And she's got a far stronger podcast voice than.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. She's killing us all over the
collab. We need a collab there. Going back on one of the other things we chatted about in terms of charitable, we forgot one man, Xander Ferguson with the Coroners.
Yeah, true. Coroner Scotland.
Yeah, Coroner Scotland. They came in and gave us a talk, must have been a couple of months ago now, which was actually, it was quite amusing because they tried to keep it lighthearted because it's one of those things that in men you don't really want to talk about too often and try to beat that stigma of being able to talk about it and be open with it. So it was a good informative thing we got. So
I mean, this is what I mean, like, you just forget the amount of stuff we've actually done.
Yeah, there's
in
heaps.
The last however many months, weeks, years everybody's been here. The Coroners guys are a fantastic show as well.
Yeah.
Like, they come in and do a lot of work.
And the Fergusons, to be fair to them, both of them are really good. When you're talking about charity warriors, they're always out and about helping people out.
Yeah. Well, and you know where to go if you're looking for charity investment fraud, you can get in touch with our community team through our website, and yeah, if we haven't mentioned it already, get down here for Plaster Purple on Friday night.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll dive into the hat for question three. So, Stan, I'll let you pick out and fire it away.
Right. First question: who would be on your Glasgow Warriors Mount Rushmore?
Oh, this
That's
one's back again.
Great question. Have we had this before?
We've had this one before. We've named about 45 different people.
Nice.
So this is on YouTube. Four names, four Glasgow Warriors icons.
I want Suave up there, but I want like 2013 Richie Gray. Sorry, I could call him Suave. Like 2013 Richie Gray with his blonde locks.
Yeah. We'll make sure we carve that out of peroxide blonde.
Mind that photo of who was it that did that about me? Duncan Munn and Richie Gray.
Yeah, Duncan Munn. Yeah, that's it.
You must have seen the one of Ollie as well.
With
Richie.
I've seen that a few times.
Same day. The fashion, the bootleg jeans with the Vans is just, it's undefeated.
Comes up to about his waist.
Yeah.
Not much has changed.
Richie Gray, Rob Holley's got to go up there. Ryan Wilson's got to go up there. And then you only need one more, eh?
Yeah. Interesting, you've gone three forwards. You're going to get kicked out of the back scene. You know?
Yeah, true. Then I'd give it to Pete Horn. I know some people might argue with that because I've chosen all players that I've played with instead of looking who's come before. But
this is part of the discussion. We had this when the first time we got drawn out. It was which player do you want a statue outside of Scotland? And it became a point that we just named as many players as we could remember. For me, watching.
One statue would just have to be Rob Holley.
Yeah.
I think we landed on that, but that's purely simply because it's probably the easiest one to get with the red hair and just cast
the bronze.
Just bronze it.
A bronze statue.
That's it.
You know, remind me again, yours were...
I went two forwards, two backs, I'm pretty sure. I went Nico and Pete, and then I went Fuzzy and Rob, I think. Ryan and Rob.
Ryan and Rob, yeah.
Nice.
So the other way, is there anybody that you might not immediately think of? So obviously, Rob, record appearance holder. Wilson is Wilson. There's no other way you can describe the man. Nico's flair personified. Yeah. Is there anybody that you might not necessarily think of that would be in the running for the conversation that you'll mention a name to people and go, oh yeah, remember that great show?
Chris Fazzaro would be the first one that comes to mind for me. Outside of that,
DTH,
yeah,
Tommy Seymour.
Tommy's a great shot.
Richie Vernon,
yeah. You're through the number of the Centurions we got, and you're like, there's a fairly strong candidate list, and that's before you even get to people that didn't make the 100, for whatever reason.
Do you know who our first Centurion was? I'd love to know that, to be fair. I don't know.
I do have this somewhere, but short of stopping the recording and checking, I'm not 100% sure. I feel like I've got him back in my head. It was Tommy Hayes, but Mr. Top of the Moon will be able to
help us out there.
Correct there.
Nice.
Anyway, on that somewhat underwhelming note from a stats point of view, let's move on before I embarrass myself further.
Next question. Who spends the longest time in front of the mirror? From Kay Wheeler. Mirrors have only just gone up at Scotstoun. Hannay, one of our physios, she's been trying to get them off pump for 6 months so that guys can
form.
Yeah, check form when you're doing rehab. Not quite as superficial as it sounds, but I don't really know. We don't really have anybody. It's been too long. Surely we've had this question before.
Yeah.
Who comes up?
I know Smithers.
Smithers
is very on it about his appearance.
Proud.
Yeah. He wasn't chuffed with his, I don't want to say his barber, but his his barber wasn't great at the last one and he wasn't happy. Yeah. And you can see him constantly titivating his little fringe.
Speaking of barbers, after your chat last time, you're not quite gone back to the full flying V that Logan was trying to get you to go for last week.
Yeah, no, I think that's gone. Try something a little bit more subtle.
Good shot.
Yeah, thanks, Dino.
Leadership right there.
It's jealousy.
Jumping on the back.
Ollie Smith, that would be my call on this one, because I caught him being superficial in the mirrors rather than checking his rehab form.
There you go.
We'll leave that one there. All right, next one.
Which warrior do you want to go into business with?
Now, first and foremost, do you have any business ideas and how business savvy are you?
Horrendous.
Don't share them here.
Horrendous. Horrendously business savvy. But it's funny because when you read that question to yourself, the first names that pop into mind are people you don't want to go into business with. But I might not mention those. Ollie Kebble would be a good one because I know he's really business savvy and already got a lot of experience sort of in a couple things. Again, Wilson. I mean, Wilson's just got his finger in so many pies, you know, that he's, again, it's the experience thing. But then he's kind of got that, you know, that hustler tag, you know, that makes you worry a little bit. I don't know. Richie Gray, again, he'd never let me go into business with him, but I'd back him or I'd trust him. What about you, Murph?
We've always talked as it's hard to say young team now, but we aren't really a young team anymore. Ross is 25.
Middle-aged team.
Yeah.
I'm saying this is somebody who's, if you're middle-aged, I'm elder.
Yeah, but we were talking about that also, this is another sidetrack here. Mine on the X Factor, they used to have an over-25s group. And when you're younger, you're like, wow, they're so brave trying to achieve their dream at such an old age. And we're like, Ross is now 25. So yeah, our young, so-called young team, we've always had the plan of each of us learning a trade, one of us different. So I'd be a lecky, plumber, whatever. And then we'd buy a place and we'd all do it up with all our own little skills and then sell on. That's what we were kind of planning. But who knows if that'll ever leave the group chat. but yeah, any one of them, except for Jack Mann, because I don't trust him and his money. He just seems to love to spend it all.
Would you buy a house off that group?
Nope.
Falls to bits after a couple of weeks.
Nope.
Yeah, I mean, if you would buy a house from that group, feel free to slide into Murphy's Instagram.
I'll be the gardener. As long as the garden's... Gardener. Yeah, I can do that, but I'll leave Ollie to plumbing. And Gregor can be the electrician.
Fair enough.
Plasterer, painter. Don't know what else we need. Ross is the lawyer type
Ross is the lawyer when everything goes wrong.
He's pretty much our solicitor and sorts all that stuff out and makes sure that we...
I can imagine him being good at that.
Cross the T's and dots I's. So, yeah.
Sounds like a good plan.
And then Gus is just our... heavy lifter.
Mascot.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
So yeah, that's my business plan, post rugby.
There it is. All right, we'll go with one more and then you can both nip off to your respective commitments in the afternoon, which are basically just training. I don't know why I've said it like that.
Which teammate would you back to make it in Hollywood? I'm going to let you answer this first, Murph.
I suppose you've got to pick the... Is it an action? Is it a rom-com? Is it a thriller?
It would have to be action. And I'm going to say...
Pump.
Not a chance. Well, you could say Franco after the amount of characters he's played.
Yeah,
Loves a Top Gun.
He does. I can't remember whoever mentioned this on the podcast before. Do you want to give the context to that one? Or
his Top Gun meetings. just likes to play a bit of dress up from time to time.
He loves the theme behind everything, eh? Last year it was Top Gun, this year it's Mission it's Impossible. Mission is possible.
It's possible. We had rodeo this week.
Yeah, we had rodeo. Came in as a cowboy.
he's up there. But player wise, I'd like to see Sean Kennedy, James Bond, imagine.
Hugh Jones just gives off like rom-com vibes, like Colin Firth or something like that. Yeah, exactly.
We nearly did that in the run-up to the Quins game. They put out a like a sort of Friends Reunited poster with Shuggy and somebody else. We nearly photoshopped it into the Anyone But You poster. Except just ran out of time to actually photoshop that, unfortunately.
Nice. Oh, that time when he dressed up as Ken from Barbie.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Halloween. That photo, yeah, go and hunt there you that go. One down.
He had a box and everything.
Yeah. Pulled that off well.
He did pull that off well. There's not many people that could pull that one off well, but I feel like he's probably solidly on that one. Yeah. Who's your? You going with Hugh for your answer for that?
Yeah, Shuggy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a fairly solid show. Fair enough.
Hugh and Sheba.
All right, well, on that note, and in cinemas coming soon, we'll call into this episode of the Squadcast, Kyle. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always, and look forward to hopefully seeing you out there on Friday night for Plaster It Purple. If you are not already planning to wear something purple, what are you doing? Get your purple on and get your tickets at GlasgowWarriors.org. Make sure to raise as much as possible for Glasgow Children's Hospital charity between now, Friday night, and the rest of the season. Murphy, we'll hopefully see you out there at some point as well.
Yep,
and we will see you here on Friday night, Warrior Nation. Make sure to make as much noise, bring your change, bring your donation, and get behind us as we take on the Sharks in the race for the playoffs in the BKT URC. In the meantime, he's been Kyle Steyn, he's been Murphy Walker, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.